the last in the current series of murder mysteries for David Threlfall as Paolo Baldi in Baldi.
We'll be sorry to lose you, Dr. Baldi. Very sorry.
Well, I may return, but my official sabbatical ends this term, so Father Troy's taking me back to the Abbey. Decision time. So I don't feel any more decisive than I did 9 months ago.
Well, of course, you must make your decision for yourself. But you'll always be welcome back, remember that. You've been an excellent lecturer.
Thank you. I really enjoyed my time.
Did you hear that?
I'm getting closer.
Those are on campus. What's in the new library?
What's happening?
It's a fire, pal. Do you know what this is? This building?
No, I don't know. Dr. Gray...
No, it's a kind of tennis pavilion thingy. I presume there's no one in there.
God, I hope not.
It's really taking hold.
Up like a tinderbox. Can someone help keep these people back?
You students, get back, please. Get back.
Get back.
Come in here.
What?
There's a body here. We're bringing it out. Come on. Back, please.
There's a body?
Oh, God. Can I get through?
No way. Guardy from here on in.
Well, I'm a priest.
I suppose he needs a priest more than an ambulance. Yeah, come on ahead.
Hold it. Careful. Have you a blanket, Jerry? Oh, get back, sir, please.
All right, it's all right, it'll only be a second. You get on me what you need to do and I'll stay out of your way.
This fellow's just... That's the priest. Let him do his gig. Rather you than me, pal. Poor kid. In the name of the Father.
What have you got?
We got a body. Young male. Over here.
Right.
He's badly burned about the face, but the priest here thinks he's a student.
The priest? Dr. Baldi?
I don't know. Over here.
Inspector Mann. Dr. Graham.
Hi. Dr. Baldi.
Dina.
A student? Do you know him?
Oh, God, I hope not. I think he's a student. I'm not even certain. He was a... Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear.
I'm sorry about that. You never get used to it. He's really burned beyond recognition.
How do you know he's a student, then?
Well, it's the first idea, Tina, on campus, young, but... I don't know, I could be wrong, but can I go and get cleaned up?
Sure. I'll want to talk to you later, though. Down at the station, if
yes.
You're all right.
Yes, yes.
Thanks. Oh, yes. This place. What was it used for?
It was called McGrath's Pavilion. It was a tennis pavilion in the 20s, and then it was used for gardening equipment, but we use outside contractors now, so no one uses it much anymore.
Well, someone did. I'd better get back there. Thanks. We've identified the body. He's a student.
Oh, Lord. What was his name?
Noel Stevenson. He's a third year.
Doing what?
Arts.
Gosh, that could mean I taught him.
Wouldn't you know?
Tina, I'm a junior lecturer. The only forms of life on campus lower than me are certain kinds of slug. Logic and philosophy are the minor subject for most arts degrees. 1,000 students pass through my line of vision. I don't know this fellow, though. I may have seen him.
Fair enough.
How did you identify him?
He had a metal keyring on his belt. Initials. Otherwise it would have been dental records. It was a fierce fire.
Do you think it was set?
Right then. Spit it out.
Spit what out?
Whatever it is that I haven't noticed. And you have.
No, really. He went up so fast and the face...
And the face?
The face was... Beyond recognition, it was burnt right off, while the hands are fairly much intact, and the torso.
So, what are we saying here, Paolo?
It sounds like an amateur's idea of how to make someone unrecognisable. Someone who doesn't quite know how the process of identification works, but who wants desperately to make the body, the face, unrecognisable.
What kind of amateur?
Another student.
Good man, Paolo. We have a psychological profile of the murder for an incident that may not be murder.
So what, like suicide? I'll just set fire to my face here, kind of thing.
This is no joking matter.
Oh, you're making fun of my theory.
I was listening to your theory. I was making fun of you. And it's not an accident. You're right. The fire chief took about 3 seconds to decide the fire was set.
Oh, you weren't going to tell me.
I was.
You weren't.
I was, okay. I was just waiting to see if you'd figure it out. Did you notice he had a tattoo on his hand?
I did. Maori design, I'd say.
Really? Merciful hour. How do you know this stuff?
Why, deep research, Tina.
Wow, now I'm impressed.
Oh, no, steady on. Well, it's on every billboard in town, Tina, the ads for the Rugby World Cup. And what did they use for the All Blacks?
Maori designs. Right.
Come in. Ah, Paolo. Come in. Sit down.
Thank you.
So, you've spoken to the Gardaí?
Yes, Inspector Mann.
Well, lucky you. I got the top brass himself, Superintendent Wrynn. Bit of a rough diamond.
Well, he's all right, actually, when you get to know him. Bark and bite spring to mind. What did he ask you?
Oh, he didn't ask me anything. I'm not a suspect as far as I know. No, he told me something very disturbing indeed.
That the fire was set.
You knew?
Inspector Mann told me.
So, we have a killing on our campus again.
Well, it may not have been on campus. I mean, the body may have been brought there, but yes, it would appear we have a killing.
The poor fellow Stevenson was doing arts. Did you teach him?
Yes, but he did philosophy and logic as minor subjects. I'm afraid he and his friends would have been faces in the crowd. A real Surratt background in Lecture Theatre 33.
It's not that bad, Paolo, is it?
Pretty much. His major tutor would have a much better chance of knowing him than I would.
Yes. John Hayes. He was Stevenson's tutor.
Oh, good. Well, he's the man to talk to.
Oh, Doc Baldy.
Well,
what a treat for us to have you come amongst us here in our humble lodging.
Now then, Sean, you know third years can't do irony.
Come in, Doc. So, what brings you here?
Haven't you heard?
No, Doc. Hired Hughes' job before the exams. Haven't been out in days. What happened?
Well, there was a fire.
Oh, yeah, I heard a few sirens, okay.
A student died.
I didn't know. Who?
Third year arts, Noel Stevenson.
Oh, she's Doc.
Does that name ring a bell?
No, not offhand, Doc. Stevenson. Oh, no, wait a minute. Noel, there was a guy. He's not one of the four horsemen, is he?
Well, four horsemen.
Sounds better than it is, which how they intended it to sound. They were nerds, Doc, totally. They were goths in first year.
Goths?
Daft black makeup like a man out of The Cure. What's his name? Robert Smith? Then last year, there were death thrash freaks, always droning on about Metallica. Tolan and myself tried to tell him he should get out a bit more. Try hurling, like. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. But he was sad, Doc, really.
Yeah, sad is right, sure. And there was a gang?
And gang is glorifying it, Doc. What's the collective for sad Egypts? A huddle?
Who were the others?
I don't know them. There was an Australian guy with them.
Russell?
I remember, Russell.
Uh-huh.
But, Doc, they were sad.
You sure he was Australian?
Well, he had an Aussie accent.
New Zealand?
Could have been.
Maori tattoos. I bet he's New Zealand.
The boy's parents, they're abroad in Washington. What do I tell them, Dr. Baldy?
Well, as little of the detail as possible, I think, until they get here. Yeah. I'll help you with the call, if you want.
Oh, that'll be kind. You have so much more experience in this kind of thing than I do. Well, this is a gratifying turnout, eh?
Everyone wants to hear, I suppose.
Indeed. This has raised much rumour. We want to put across facts. Fortunately, the President is a most down-to-earth fellow.
What will he say?
Oh, he'll say that Noel Stevenson died in a fire, that's all. Oh, by the way, that's John Hayes over there.
Oh, he's their tutor?
He tutored Noel. In fact, he tutored all four of them. Dr. Hayes, you know Paolo. Philosophy and logic?
Of course.
No.
Paolo wanted to ask you something about that poor fellow.
Ask away.
Noel Stevens.
Terrible. Terrible thing.
Did you know him well?
Reasonably.
Well, did he have a group of friends?
He was part of a kind of group, yes.
Was one of them an Australian?
New Zealand, I think. Russell Gibson.
Uh-huh.
There were two others. Paul Bragan and a young fellow. Shy lad. Eamon.
I have a list here. Kelly?
Eamon Kelly.
Did you know they called themselves the Four Horsemen?
Yes. In any year, they're always cliques. Now, that group of boys, Noah and the other three, they had a reputation for being loners.
They were goths.
Oh, my God. Dr. Baldy, you're really wired into youth trends. They're goths. I mean, I assume they didn't sack Rome and their holliers.
Black clothes, black eye makeup, black lipstick, long dresses. And that's just the boys.
You know, they were obviously over that phase by the time they got to me. Something called death thrash.
Death thrash? Is that legal?
Not legal, but deafening.
Silly adolescent stuff. The cult of the dead. Sort of thing you get in the internet. Attention seeking. Charmless, but harmless, I would have thought.
And what about tattoos?
Did they have tattoos? I didn't notice.
Tattoos? That sounds most unsavory. What is this campus coming to?
Noel Stevenson did on the back of his hand. It was a Maori design, and it occurred to me that it may have originated with Russell.
They said he was depressed and they should have looked out for him.
Sorry, are they suggesting he committed suicide? That was what the fire was?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this sad occasion, College, I have asked you to gather here in the Aula Max so that you can hear the facts as we know them. I'm delighted.
Did they go out and look at the fire?
They heard the engine. It was over in the town. They doored it. They were studying together as they do. Pinky shut
it. That's their story and they're sticking to it.
Gentlemen, the president's speaking. And
I think you should talk to them yourself, okay?
You're bound for the pitfalls.
Hello. Well, how are you, my friend? What can I do you for?
I hear you're the student's tattoo shop of choice.
Parlour. It's a tattoo parlour. Yeah, we get students in. Listen, if you're from the health board, I'm clean since the last one.
No.
I'm
not from the health board, no. I wonder if you'd done some Maori tattoos recently.
Nah.
Oh, well, okay, it was a bit of a long
not
shot.
Not lately. There was a New Zealand bloke who brought a bunch of his pals in. That was about a year ago. That's not lately.
Oh, of course, pardon my sloppiness about time.
You're okay. We'll say no more about it.
And tell me, so was you?
Dave.
And Dave, do you do Maori designs as standard?
No. Naked ladies mostly.
Oh, so how do you know what?
Oh, the bloke brought the designs in with him.
Oh, have you still got them?
We have, yeah. Yeah, I do. They're a bit crumpled, but that's them.
Sex addict on heat.
Oh, sorry, that's something else. This one. Yeah.
Ah, bingo. Yes, this is the one, all right. And they all got these, the chap's friends.
Yeah.
And do they have a meaning?
You know what? They do. No, just remember, they spell the number. Actually, can you spell a number? Well, anyway, they, whatever. The number 6. 3 sixes in Maori.
Oh, the mark of the beast, eh?
Yeah, but in Maori, huh? I mean, you think of the Maori as being in the sun, boring chants, and those reeds they put around your neck. Not the Stygian underworld that we would normally associate with satanic.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Dave, you've been a great help, thank you.
Don't mention it. And listen. If you meet the little weed that wanted his one removed, you can tell him to get stuffed from me.
Would you know who that was?
Who?
The one who wanted the tattoo removed.
No. Mr. Anonymous Nuisance he was.
What did he look like?
Like a weed with a tattoo. We told him we could maybe change it. You know, add a head, make it into a dragon. Not good enough for me, pal. I'm a weed. Remove it or death. You know. So I told him, remove it. That's cosmetic surgery, a hospital, and a big wad of money. Oh, didn't take it too well at all. God, he's real as satanic now as the Teletubbies. Hello? Where'd he go?
Oh! Hello, Tina.
Hello yourself. Did you just walk out of Skin Deep?
I did, and I assume you're going in.
Yeah, guess I love Mum and my navel.
Oh, well, if it's Noel's tattoo you're after, I can save you a psychic lambasting in there and tell you it's a Maori design that symbolises numbers. Three sixes, no less.
Three sixes? It's like a mark of the beast type thing, isn't it? Satanism.
Mm, got it in one, Tina. I bet they played their heavy metal records backwards as well.
Haven't you been a bit flip about this, Paolo? I thought Satanism would have you really worried.
The devil has better things to do than be called to nerds' parties, Tina. It's humans I worry about.
Well, what about humans? I think they're in touch with the devil. What if last night's thing was a ritual burning?
Crossed my mind, but I don't think so.
Why?
No paraphernalia. Public place. Ritualists like to do these things in remote places so they can hang around while it's being played out. So, do you want me to go on?
No, that's fine.
One of them wanted the tattoo removed.
Oh, at last he tells me.
Well, it's coming round to it. Dave in there doesn't remember who it was, but... Well, suppose it was poor Noel. Suppose he got in too deep and... it's supposition, man. Who have you interviewed?
Not telling. I'm just going in to interview Dave here.
Well, I don't advise this, and I just gave you a really good digest of what he said, actually.
The most selective memory in Christendom, Paolo. I'll tell you what, though. I'm going back to the university after. I'll give you a lift if you like.
Done. I'll be over there in the River Styx.
Hmm?
There's a cafe over the road.
Left here. Good.
Hawthorne Block. Do you know where that is?
The student hostel? That's why you offered me a lift. You wanted a guide.
Not at all. I offered you a lift because... Well, because...
Who are you going to see?
Not telling.
I'll swap accurate directions for information. Otherwise I'll abandon you here and you'll get lost and starve in the wastelands beyond the sports field.
No. If I tell you, you'd just meddle.
It'll be the last time, I swear.
Come on, Paolo, you'll never stop looking for Sam.
I swear, Tina, this will be the last time. I will not plague you again.
How can you say that?
Because I'm leaving.
You're not?
Yes, it's the end of my term. My contract's up.
Oh, well, now. And haven't they asked you back?
Yes, but I think... But it's crunch time, Tina, for me. Whether to stay in or come out.
The priesthood, you mean?
Yes, my trial separation is up.
Wow. Serious stuff.
Mm.
You mean you might come out, be a chap again, take girls to dinner, go to discos?
Not if my spiritual director has anything to do with it.
Troy?
The curate Troy.
He's just a curate?
No, it's just a rather sad arcane joke, Tina. Like me, really.
Oh, well. Well, I'll miss you. Don't go. Come back to us. Don't even go. Here.
Go to a bishop to be shriven.
He was forced on you by a big burly woman Garda. Doesn't even count. Now, where's Hawthorne?
Wow. You know what, Tina? That's my first real kiss for 20 years.
It's been flash, isn't it? All chrome and glass. I tell you, Paolo's students have a caution these days. Not like when I was at school. Excuse me.
Yep.
We're looking for Noel Stevenson's room.
That's it there on the left.
Thank you. Here we go.
It's Russell, isn't it? Russell Gibson.
Yeah. You're Doc Bowley, aren't you?
Yes. Is your room on this corridor as well?
Why?
Come on, Paolo, if you want to look.
I'm here.
I know. Look at this mess. Numbers scrawled all over the walls. And bits of paper.
Looks like the lair of a schizophrenic.
Or worse.
Well, let's leave the devil out of this, Tina. This room just tells me this kid was going crazy.
This is interesting.
What?
In the bin. Photograph of a young lady. Recognize her?
Well, she's a student. I've seen her around.
Well, we should talk to her. Now have a quick look round, then out of here, okay? I have to get the mules to seal off the room and do a proper search. I'll have a word with this girl.
Right.
Yeah. Who is it?
Russell.
I didn't say come in.
Could I? Oh, I'm sorry, I must have misheard. Anyway, I was looking for Eamon Kelly. I thought you might all be together in the circumstances.
He's around.
Yes, I knew you. Do you mind if I sit down? I knew you were his friend, you know, because, well, you got the same tattoo. It's Maori, isn't it? Well, you'd know that being a New Zealander.
Look, I'm a bit upset right now.
Noel, yes, awful. You must be distraught. You didn't see him last night.
We were all in here working. I don't know where he got to.
We is you and Eamon.
And Paul. We were all here.
Noel's tutor was telling me he'd been, you know, changing, becoming withdrawn. Did he have any problems you'd know about, you know, as his friend?
Nah, not really.
Well, you know, perhaps it was something he didn't talk about. Hmm? You should tell us, you know, if something's been going on.
What would be going on?
Well, maybe things you wish you hadn't messed around with. Come on, I can see it right in front of me, Russell. It's a little more sophisticated than upside-down crucifixes, but you've got sad little Aleister Crowley on the shelf there, and there's our Roman emperor friend Nero on the wall, whose name, as I'm sure you know, represents 666 in Kabbalistic code, like your Maori tattoo.
Well, la-dee-da. Who's been reading The Idiot's Guide to Satanism?
You, Russell, it looks like.
Well, I deserve that. Look, it's nothing. It's just something I'm interested in. It's not doing anyone any harm.
Your friend Noel Stevenson came to some considerable harm last night.
I know. He'd got depressed, avoiding all his friends. Otherwise we might have seen it.
Seen what?
That he was getting suicidal.
Was he?
It must have been.
You think last night was suicide?
Well,
have
yeah.
Have you told the guard you think that?
No, to be honest.
Why not, if you suspect it?
I don't want to upset his friends.
As I understand it, you were his friends.
I didn't want to upset his folks.
Ah. Hmm. Why did he want to have his tattoo removed?
I don't know. Said it was childish.
So you were talking?
He told me about it to prove he didn't want anything to do with us, that's all.
Well, maybe he was getting scared. Playing about with Satanism usually ends up more frightening than it starts.
We were only playing around. There was no reason to be scared.
Well, maybe Noel wasn't, but you look like you are.
What do you mean?
It's just that you look like you're scared.
If I do, it's because my friend's dead. Not for any other reason, okay?
Russell, sometimes when you think there's no way out, you'd be surprised how talking to someone can help.
I've talked to you. I can't say it's helped much.
Ouch. Fair enough. Right, I'll be off then. You say Eamon's around?
Yeah, somewhere.
Ah, fine. You did Pythagoras in Spenfield, didn't you?
Yeah, you taught me. Forgotten it all, though.
Well, to refresh your memory, in the Pythagorean numerical system, 6 was the number for justice.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Goodbye, Doc.
It is your photograph, Laura.
I know. I'm just shocked it was in the waste bin. No, what am I saying? I'm not shocked. Not in the least. Everything about Noel had changed since he got in with his weird gang.
So you were together?
Oh, yeah. Since secondary school. But those others took up so much of his attention, there's no space left for me.
By the others, I take it you mean Russell Gibson, Eamon Kelly and Paul...
Paul Regan. Oh, never mind the other two. It's him that's poison. He had all the ideas. He's the one that got them into drugs.
Drugs? What kind of drugs?
I don't know. All kinds. He's capable of anything. Whatever happened to Noel will be Paul's fault.
Now, hold on, Laura. Let me get this straight. You're saying these guys messed with drugs and that Paul was supplying them?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting, Laura. Thank you.
Hello, I was just looking for you.
Why?
You're Paul Regan, aren't you? I'm Dr. Baldy.
I know who you are. You taught me last year. Is this about Noel?
Yes, it is. Any chance of coming in and chatting?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Ah! Our old friend Nero. And of course, you have the tattoo.
You haven't taken to scribbling on the walls like poor Noel, but I see numbers again.
Numerology. I did it for a hobby, so did Noel. I don't know anything about Noel, you know. We didn't see him last night. We were all in Russell's room working. We heard when Dr. Hayes told us.
Yes, yes, of course. But, tell me, Porky, can you tell me... I mean, what are you playing at?
That's all we're doing, playing. It's nothing.
Did that nothing lead to Noel's death?
Of course it didn't. I don't know what happened to him. He was depressed, more than we realised.
Paul,
hang on a sec.
Paul Reagan?
Yes?
We've got a warrant to search. Dr. Baldy, what are you doing here?
I was just talking to Paul here.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I might be able to contribute.
Sorry, Paolo, you do have to leave.
I'm going. Oh! Hi.
Eamon Kelly.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember you from...
Second year.
Yes. Gosh, Eamon, you look a bit peaky.
I saw you again. I was coming up and... Why the guard Eamon Paulson?
Oh, why would you want to know that, Eamon?
Just, he's my friend.
Oh, yes, your friend, the three horsemen, Russell, Paul and... What's Russell Gibson like?
All right.
But I wouldn't have thought you had much in common. He's a bit of a strange one, isn't he?
He's all right.
Well, unless you enjoy studying together, that's something very constructive, isn't it? I hear that's what you were doing last night.
We were in Russell's room, yeah, studying.
Come in.
Did it, Tony.
Yes, I've come for the books.
Oh, thanks. They're over here.
The Life of Riley, Anthony Cronan. Is it a reprint? Yes. The issue 3 issue. Funny, isn't it?
Laugh like a drain.
So here we are, packed and ready. How do you feel?
Well, sad, really. I miss the place. The work, the students, college and co, Dr. Graham.
The Gardie?
Well, indeed. they'll do fine without me. So I have a little bit of unfinished business.
I hope we're not talking about that young detective inspector.
Inspector Mahn, no.
Good. There's no fool like an old fool, Paolo. I found myself wondering, on a number of occasions during your sabbatical, if we were going to make it. I prayed a great deal, Paolo. A great deal. But we made it.
Yes, the heavy stone, mind the back.
I'm not a dealer. I got it so I could stay up late studying. Things get very competitive in our crowd.
The crowd that's won less now, you mean?
Yeah.
And didn't all the crowd want speed to stay awake in this competition? Wasn't that why you dealt?
No, I didn't deal. They didn't need it anyway. They seemed to have this never-ending energy. I couldn't keep up, especially with Noel. Maybe I just wasn't as clever as them. I don't know.
I heard Noel was a very clean living boy till he got friendly with you guys. Nice girlfriend, hard working, no weird tattoos.
So, this is Laura.
Now, this is you, Paul, already under arrest and about to tell me everything about Noel's death. Was there a connection there with drugs, Paul? Was that why Noel was killed?
Noel wasn't killed, for Christ's sake. If he was, it wasn't for drugs.
That's not the story I've been told.
By that cow, Laura. She set me up. What did she tell you?
I'm not going to tell you, Paul. I'm going to let you sweat a little while we find out more about this. About why Noel died.
So Laura told you she was Noel's girlfriend. She's some cookie.
Well, you'd wrecked the relationship, hadn't you, long before he was killed?
They never had a relationship. Laura was my girlfriend.
Don't you mess around with me, Paul, okay?
This is the truth. Noel had a crush on Laura, but she wasn't interested. She was always trying to get back with me. This is unbelievable, though, that she would have done this.
Yeah, I agree. It's unbelievable. That's why I think she's telling the truth.
Oh, for God's sake, it's a pack of lies. Talk to Eamon and Russell. They'll tell you she's lying.
Well, now, Paul, to misquote Mandy Rice Davis, they would say that, wouldn't they?
Look, we didn't do it, okay? Look, this is all like a terrible dream. Look, we liked Noel. He was one of us.
He was one of the four horsemen.
Yeah. This seems stupid now, but it meant something to us. We were just kids. We wouldn't kill anyone, let alone one of our friends.
Yeah? Come in. Superintendent.
How are you getting along here?
Fine. Paul here has been very cooperative. Aren't you, Paul?
Good. I'd like a word with you when you've finished. Something's just come up.
Help me out here, Tina. First a kiss and then an invite to lunch. What's the catch?
turbot, it says here. I'm very good at it too, I bet. I think I'll have some of that.
Come on, Dina.
I can't believe you're so suspicious. You're an old and dear friend who may be about to vanish out of my life very soon.
Tomorrow, Aunt Sally.
Well, you see. So there's no catch.
Well, I'm touched. I'm flattered. See, I always felt that.
There's a new piece of evidence.
Ah.
Listen, remember you thought we're trying to make the head unrecognisable?
Well, what I actually said...
Well, you were on the right track. In fact, they were trying to cover up evidence that Noel had been shot.
Of course, of course.
The Ranger got back from forensics delighted with himself. Now, they say Noel was shot with a small calibre rifle, like a rook rifle.
Mm.
Oblique angle, low initial velocity.
Which means?
The bullet was spent, pretty much. In other words, Noel Stevenson was shot from a distance.
Right, so he wasn't shot inside the shed. The body was brought there.
It would seem that way.
Well, let's drink to that. Definite lead.
But that's just it. It's not a lead. I had this girl, Laura, saying Paul was the ringleader and the drugs were involved, which was something. Now I've got Paul saying he's innocent, and a completely new angle on how Noel was killed.
An oblique angle.
So where does that leave me?
At square one, Tina. At least till after lunch.
Seems, Laura, that far from being Noel's girlfriend, as you repeatedly told me, you're actually Paul's ex-girlfriend.
They're all lying.
Stop it, Laura. This finger pointing at Paul is just to get your own back. Quite apart from how wicked that is, it's an offence to waste police time. Now straighten this out now and I won't press charges.
I'm sorry. I was just so angry with them.
So those boys are telling the truth?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was Paul's girlfriend. He dumped me. I know he used speed, and I hated that.
But he didn't deal it. Is that it?
I don't know if he gave it to anyone else.
Right.
You're not pressing charges?
No, Laura. I'm not pressing charges.
Dina!
I'm very glad to see you.
Hmm?
Laura made a right idiot out of me with a pack of lies.
Right. So... where are we?
If we could find the rifle, we might have forensics to at least eliminate them.
You don't think it's them?
Well, they all deny it, and somehow, a long-distance shot. It feels different.
I still think they did it.
How? Why? I'm sorry, Paolo, I seem to have reverted to helpless mode.
Well, let's review what you've got.
We've got a long-distance shot. Was that a snipe? Was Noel taken out at a distance? Then why?
Hmm.
Was he silenced? Was he about to tell something about the others? What? I mean, what's so terrible about the actions of four students that requires that kind of extraordinary response? Were they doing something really terrible? Was the devil really present?
No. I mean, he was present, Tina, as he usually is, but in the detail. He's not towering above them with cloven hooves and a smell of sulphur.
You seem so certain of that. They were dabbling.
Oh, the devil doesn't do dabblers, Tina. I know him personally, and he's a boardroom man mainly these days.
Well, you're the expert.
No, there's a mystery here, but two quite ordinary things hold the key. Standard police things, as it happens. First, we find the weapon, then we find who pulled the trigger.
Well, thanks a heap, Paolo. That's a real revelation.
No.
Well, where do I find the weapon, since you seem to have all the answers?
Well, ask them to start with.
Which one? Russell's the tough one.
Yes, I'd say he's the toughest, okay, which may mean he's the leader. So, well, start with him. That's your idea, is it?
Yes. Unless you have a better one.
Oh, what about the devil?
Well, what about him? I thought we got rid of him as a suspect.
Devil take the hindmost.
What are you on about?
I'm saying go for the weakest, the ones lagging behind. Russell might be the coolest, the toughest, and the guilty man, but it'll be little tag along behind Eamon who'll be the weak link.
Devil take the hindmost.
Hmm?
You see, I knew we'd find him in here somewhere. Eamon!
Oh, he's not there, obviously.
Oh, Doc Bowley.
Hello, Sean.
Still on the case, eh? He's not there.
Do you know where he went?
Home, I'd say. He had his bags with him, anyway.
Damn. Long ago?
20 minutes, maybe less. Excuse me, I'm revising.
Eamon!
Doc, what are you doing here?
I wanted a word with you, and I knew where the bus is to Leitrim go from, and
So, here I am. this is Inspector Mahon, by the way.
I know Inspector Mahon.
Oh, right.
So you're off home, Eamon?
My bus is in 10 minutes.
Don't worry about that. You won't be getting on it. But there's a few questions I need to ask you before you can go home.
But we told you everything. We were together studying in Russell's room that night. We don't know anything.
We can't you speak for yourself, Eamon?
You're very different from that crowd, aren't you, Eamon? Russell from New Zealand, Paul the handsome dub, and Noel with his diplomat parents away in Washington. And then there's you, from Leitrim.
Yeah.
Now, as it happens, I think a small country community has the best lifestyle in the world. My granduncle had this little farm in the wilds of Umbria, a beautiful countryside. Wonders of nature around him all day. And mind you, real farmers aren't great ones for conserving nature, are they? My uncle used to hate anything being on his land that he hadn't put there. Shot anything that moved. Birds, rabbits, bumblebees if they didn't move fast enough. Is it like that in Leitrim? Farmers and their rifles inseparable.
Eamon, we can find out what guns are registered to your family. It can be traced. Just like the fire couldn't hide the fact you shot Noel.
I didn't shoot him.
But you provided the gun. And you all held some kind of kangaroo court because he had done something and you decided to kill him.
God, no. No. It's not like that. That's ridiculous. We're just four fellas.
The four horsemen.
Yeah. But that was only names. We had music in common and all sorts of things.
What, tattoos?
That was Russell. Look, he found it hard when I come up here. A fellow from Leitrim with black eye makeup. So when I met these three, I liked the God thing. Well, it was a great thing for me. And we kept trying to do something different.
Who came up with Satanism as a way to do something different?
Russell. It wasn't really Satanism. It was numerology. Codology, really. Telling you the truth, I could never work out the sums. But Russell had this Moroi thing he knew about, so that was Russell's contribution.
Mm.
And Paul, he was the Metallica freak. But then they wanted something new again. Noel was bored with the whole tattoo thing. He liked Ice Cube and gangsters.
Ah, so this is the latest chapter.
So I brought back the gun.
Mm. For a spot of drive-by?
No. Nothing like that. Noel liked the feel of it, okay? Made him feel tough. I just thought it would be like a whole new thing we could be mucking around with together. My contribution, like.
So you were teaching them to shoot?
Noel wouldn't listen to me. I told him. He's always thought he knew better than everything.
So you decided you'd had enough of him?
I didn't kill him.
Don't go backwards now, Eamon. Don't make yourself live with this. I saw Noel's body, and that's hard. You know, burnt away like that, hand hanging limp, with the same tattoo on it I see on yours.
We panicked. Russell got us all panicked.
So it was Russell who shot Noel?
No. No, he didn't.
Paul?
No. Look.
So it was you?
No. It was none of us that did it.
Don't start with that again, Eamon. Someone did it. Which one of you was to pull the trigger?
Noel.
What?
Noel did it himself.
Is the officer digging in the right place?
He didn't bury it that deep. I'm in such a panic.
Here's the superintendent with the other two.
You may draw a little flak here, Eamon. Pay no attention.
Well, these two are still saying nothing. But forensics say it's consistent with the ricochet.
You've told them.
You couldn't stand it.
No, you were right. It was getting to me too.
Okay, boys, let's have some truth here. Eh?
We were shooting. Eamon was showing us, he's a handy shot. Then Noel saw a magpie on that rock over there. Eamon said the rock was too close, and just when Eamon told him not to, he shot. The bullet ricocheted off and came right back in Noel's face.
I felt like I'd killed him. He was a rubbish shot. I've been laughing at him all evening. I made him do that.
And I was laughing at him too, but he hated that. Always had to be the best.
I gave him the gun.
So, we didn't kill him, but we all did. Is that what you're saying?
I guess that about sums it up, yeah.
Right, well, I'll have to take you all in till we decide what all this is called under the law.
Mr. Fincher.
What was that, Detective Mahon?
I was just suggesting I go back with Dr. Baldy and explain what's happened to the college authorities.
I see. Leave the complicated part of things for me to handle, as usual, huh? Right, lads. Come on, let's go.
Misadventure?
Surely it's a bit more than that, eh?
Other face charges. There's arson, withholding evidence. Oh. But they certainly didn't kill that boy.
I'm going to talk to Dr. Graham. Try and plead for leniency, but I expect they'll be sent down. It's a pity. I suspect they've been punished enough already.
Maybe. So, what time are you leaving tomorrow, Paolo?
Round 11. Troy's calling to pick me up. I think he's afraid I'll change my mind and drive off to Las Vegas. He's not in close attendance.
Well. See you then.
See you then.
Your suitcase, Father Crowley.
Oh, Mrs. Reed, that's heavy. You'll kill yourself.
No, not me, Father Boy.
It'll be Troy now. Direttore, you're right on time.
Courtesy of Princess Paolo. Gosh, one suitcase. I wish I travelled as light.
Yes, I'm a magpie. Pick up bits and pieces wherever I go.
I've picked up a few things on this trip myself. Not the sort that go in a suitcase, though. Goodbye, Mrs. Reed. I miss the black pudding. And the care. God bless.
You won't at all, I'm sure. God bless, Father. Well, goodbye, Father Troy. And careful on the road.
Well, look who it is.
We nearly missed you. We came to say goodbye.
And good riddance. No. Fair dues, Dr. Baldi. You made a great difference. I'll miss you. I'll say it straight out. I will. And I know that my colleague here will be at the loss of you, though maybe she'll use a few less big words when you're gone.
Well, thank you.
Paolo.
I hope you'll stay in touch.
Oh, I'd say you'll be back. Well, good luck now.
Goodbye, Tina.
You would be waiting if you change your mind. Promise.
I'll keep that in mind. Better go before I turn into a pumpkin. Yeah. Bye.
In Devil Take the Hindmost by Annie Caulfield, the part of Paolo Baldi was played by David Threlfall, and Tina by Tina Kelleher. Father Troy by T.P. McKenna, Dr. Graham, Gerard McSorley, Superintendent Wrynn, Owen Rowe, and Mrs. Reed by Margaret Darcy. Russell was played by Connor Delaney, Paul, Frank Burke, Eamon, Gavin Kennedy, Laura, Eva Berthistle, and Collett by Charlie Bonner. Dave the Tattooist was played by Joe Savino, John Hayes by Gordon Fulton, and the First and Second Firemen by Jim Fox and Malcolm Douglas. Baldi was created by Barry Devlin for Sarah Lawson Productions and developed and produced by BBC Northern Ireland. Baldi was directed in Belfast by Lawrence Jackson.